Welcome to Frequency Matters, the RF and Microwave Update Series. I'm Pat Hindle. I'm here with my co-host, Gary LaRude, and we have a special guest with us today, Yasmeen King, General Manager of Aerospace and Defense at Analog Devices. Welcome, Yasmeen.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you, Gary. I'm excited to be here.
So we're seeing a lot of coverage of phased arrays and electronically steered arrays over the past years. What do you think is driving the aerospace and defense industry to accelerate adoption of these?
It's a good question. And what we're seeing is that the core driver for the acceleration in phased array and electronically steered arrays is ubiquitous communications, this core need for high data rate communications. As you know, military applications have been using phased array for quite some time. What we're seeing now is that this is being adopted and used in the commercial sector. And the increase in volume is bringing down cost. And that only pushes for faster adoption in both commercial and military markets. So given the explosion in demand, we see an increased need for techniques such as spatial selectivity through multi-beam phased arrays. And that helps us to reuse bandwidth as well as to increase security. And then lastly, another driver that's influencing this growth is the lower cost of maintenance. The higher reliability associated with phased array versus mechanically steered systems.
So with that focus on active phased arrays from the legacy mechanical systems, how do you see the trade-offs and the adoption of the various beamforming architectures like analog, hybrid, and digital?
Analog and digital beamformers really represent two ends of a trade-off space that every phased array systems designer needs to explore for their particular mission profile. What we find with our customers is that the best system level solution is often a combination of both analog beamforming as well as digital beamforming or hybrid beamforming. And when you look at how we invest our R&D dollars, you'll see that Analog Devices is investing in technologies that support both analog beamforming and the digital side as well.
That's great insight, Yasmeen. Could you touch on the top challenges that face customers in the A&D markets? And do you see these requirements converging across markets?
Every market definitely has different requirements in some dimensions. A few of our customers are driving to multifunction platforms, combining EW, radar, communications. But as we all know, this leads to trade-offs. So how our customers are making those trades really depends upon the mission that they're facing. But when you look at it from a high level, you'll see that there are some common challenges across each of the markets. First and foremost, we hear about power and having to get power consumption as low as possible. Second, we tend to hear a lot about wide instantaneous bandwidth, especially in EW and SATCOM, which is pushing us to look at time delay-based solutions. And third, high levels of integration, including combining RF and digital, trying to get the end system as small as possible. And then lastly, we see frequency coverage. You know, today we're at Ka band, we're moving to V band. And for us, this drives the decision all the way back full circle to look at process selection and how best to support this expanded frequency coverage. So those are the main ones that we hear about as common challenges across each of those markets, but really it's a trade space for each end system.
You have developed several beamforming solutions at Analog Devices, and we understand you're releasing a new beamforming RFIC that could be used in space-based, aircraft, or ground-based systems. Tell us about the capabilities of this new ADAR 3000 and the 3001 products.
Well, you heard correctly, so you've got some good inside information there. Our ADAR 3000 and 3001 are the first products released in our family of SATCOM-focused beamformer ICs. The ICs enable multi-beam operation, which we talked a little bit about earlier. It's critical to a lot of the new SATCOM systems. They operate with exceptionally low power dissipation for missions such as satellite constellations, where the incremental costs of additional power generation is really at a premium. The ADAR 3000 and 3001 also have digital capability, And that allows a number of beam states to be stored, then recalled quickly for beam hopping and raster scan. Finally, they utilize true time delay, which reduces beam squint. So we created these products, as you mentioned, Gary, with space and high reliability applications in mind. They are a part of an evolving beamformer integrated circuit family, and this will be a roadmap for the next generation of satellite, airborne, naval, terrestrial phased array.
Impressive.
So Analog Devices has made great advances in providing the entire radio frequency and microwave signal chain. Can you tell us about the parts that would support this new beamformer technology?
No, absolutely. You know, one of the fun parts about working at Analog Devices is the breadth of portfolio that we innovate around. So to answer your question, we have everything in the signal chain from antenna down to bits, including low noise and power amplifiers, TR modules, frequency converters, signal chain, signal conditioning components, clocking, power, you name it, we have it. And of course, what a lot of our customers know us for are our high-speed data converters. And our investments around our converters really complement the beamformer IC strategy and the greater phased array strategy by providing control to hybrid systems through digitization and synthesis. We're also utilizing our capabilities to develop modules and SIP products for our customers who require higher levels of integration of these functions. ADI is unique in being able to offer this breadth of portfolio as well as the integration capabilities. And if you remember earlier, we discussed the trade system that designers will need to make between analog versus digital versus hybrid beamforming. The products we're investing in at Analog Devices allow flexibility between analog, digital, and hybrid trade space. We are, and we will continue to invest in all of these technologies. So more announcements to come.
There's always so much going on at Analog Devices. Is there anything else we haven't covered that you'd like to add before we wrap up?
No, I think this was great. Thank you again for having me. I really appreciate all the time today.
Well, thank you, Yasmeen, for talking with us about the aerospace and defense phased array market and your new products that are addressing it. Very impressive, as I said. And we thank everyone for watching this episode of Frequency Matters. We'll be back soon with another episode about what's going on in the industry.